It's that time each Friday during Morning Edition that we present at WNCW the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. Hey, what happens if your toaster or microwave goes out, or say your vacuum just doesn't work like it used to? Often you probably pack up those items and send them off to a local landfill. What if you really liked your appliance, though, and perhaps it is still workable? That takes me to the first ever WNC Repair Cafe coming up next Tuesday, January 23rd at Living Web Farms in Hendersonville. We want to welcome this morning our guest, Dan Hettinger, who represents this event and Living Web Farms. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Dan, tell us first of all about your role there with Living Web Farms.
Yeah, 501c3 education and resource organic farm. My role out here is the biochar facility manager, and of late been leading a few alternative energy and appropriate technology courses. One thing we're doing here is doing the NC Repair Cafe as one of our courses in technology and resilience and sustainability, and trying to blend those things together into a workshop that provides some real hands-on experience.
I can't wait to learn more about the Repair Cafe that's coming up, but how about first of all giving us more information about Living Web Farms?
35 acres here based in Mills River, and got a handful of greenhouses, alternative energy systems, pastured livestock, forest crops, diverse vegetable production. Most of our vegetable production goes to Hendersonville-based food banks. Again, we lead a lot of workshops helping small farmers get a start. Classes coming up this year, we've got a composting workshop. We've got some classes on climate change and how that affects small farms in Western Carolina. You can check out at livingwebfarms.org.
When we talk about the WNC Repair Cafe, is that you guys believe there is value in knowing how to fix or repair your own item?
That's right. Well, it's not hard to find people that all agree that we've been removed a little bit from the material world lately, and that it's a lot easier to throw things away and catch ourselves saying that it's not worth it to fix it. Certainly, we find value in learning how things work and understanding the material world around us. We believe that's a first step towards resiliency and sustainability, is understanding the systems that already occupy the world that you live in.
Before we talk about some of the things that will be happening at the event, some of the specialists that will be there to try to help with repairs and give advice, how did this event come together?
Yeah, well, we read about repair cafes that have been taking place all over the world. Repair cafe is a concept that started in Europe as a solution to overcrowding landfills and sustainability issues there. For us, it was about learning how to repair objects in our own home and frankly, about saving money. I can tell you, just this last summer, I spent some time repairing my own gas oven at home, and upon realizing how easy it was something that I personally wanted to share with everyone.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week as we talk about the upcoming WNC Repair Cafe being presented by Living Web Farms based in Hendersonville. Dan, let's talk more about the event itself that, again, is coming up next Tuesday, January the 23rd. I believe the hours are from 5 until 8 p.m. I understand a variety of specialists will participate during this cafe.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a sewing machine repair person specializing in antique sewing machines, so take advantage of that. We've got a bicycle specialist. We've got small appliances and electronics specialist. I'll be doing some welding myself. We've got somebody that's coming all the way from outside of Charlotte somewhere, coming all the way up for just to sharpen tools, demonstrate knife sharpening, pruners, those kind of things, some garden tools. We've got a carpentry specialist. Our sewing machine repair person is also going to be there doing basic garment mending as well, and small engines. We'll be repairing a few chainsaws. Bring out your small engine that maybe needs a carburetor replacement or just a simple tune-up here before spring.
One of the things I think is great about this is how so many of these specialists, those that will be there in their fields to help repair, are volunteering, driving in, taking their time to support this effort.
Sure. We've got almost a dozen volunteers that are completely unrelated to Living Web Farms, and we'll have a few Living Web Farms staff on hand as well. But no, our individuals come from across Western North Carolina, entirely unrelated. I know we have some volunteers from the Asheville Tool Library. We have a volunteer who does some work over at Habitat for Humanity as well. So different groups from all over Western Carolina.
I'm going to let you remind everybody again about the Western North Carolina Repair Cafe. Again, next Tuesday's the day of the event, but again, remind us of the hours and what is the physical location of the farm where the event will take place.
Sure. Okay. Asheville Western North Carolina Repair Cafe at 220 Grandview Lane in Hendersonville. We encourage everybody to sign up first at livingwebfarms.org/workshops. And scroll through there, you'll find WNC Repair Cafe. Again, our first event is next Tuesday, January 23rd. We'll be doing 4 Repair Cafe events in 2018. So if you can't make it this time, I encourage you to go ahead and sign up for our April event. Go ahead and sign up. It'll increase the likelihood that your object will be repaired. And we'll give you a call if we have any questions and hopefully get you taken care of next Tuesday.
And I have a feeling there's going to be some individuals walking out of there that get to take part in that with some smiles on their faces when they know that that coffee maker or both sides of the toaster will now toast the bread. And thanks to you guys, that ought to be fun. Let me also suggest that our listeners out there visit livingwebfarms.org, review their website, details about other upcoming events, programs Dan has explained with us today. Dan, we wish you guys the best of luck. We know this is the first of many to come with the Repair Cafe. And again, we've been speaking with representative of Living Web Farms in Hendersonville, Dan Hettinger. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
The WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week is also available as a podcast on our website, which is WNCW.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Paul Foster.